Well, welcome to my living room. Glad to have you here. This is going to be a stripped down version, if you can't already tell, of more Certified Mama's Boy. What day is it? Certified Mama's Boy. We are together and we are recording this from a table what I do Legos on. And if you're wondering why my mom is here in the first place, that's a great question because I'm still trying to kind of figure out why you're here. This is not a planned trip. If you're sitting at home thinking like, well, what in the world? They didn't say anything about her coming to Baltimore. That was not really in the original plan of how we got here. So what are you doing here? Why are you here?
I just thought you might need some laundry done, so maybe I should drop in.
Yeah, seriously. We're talking, if you can't tell, we're also talking into one microphone because even though we spent, you know, hundreds of dollars to buy her a new laptop, for some reason she couldn't bring it on this trip with her. You brought everything but your laptop. So we're on the same mic. So wait, why are you here?
So I've just been worried about you.
Yeah.
And all you've been going through. And sometimes moms just need to put their eyes on their children to see how they're really doing.
Yeah.
So that was one. And number two, sometimes, you know, when you don't feel well, you don't necessarily want someone to chat with, but it's just kind of nice to know someone's there.
Yeah.
So I'm just here.
Well, it hasn't been going swimmingly well over here. And if you've kept up with this podcast, I'm sure you know this by now. We have actually a lot to talk about today, but I'm going to keep this episode a little bit shorter for a couple different reasons. Number one, because my mom and I are about 3 feet. If one of us has COVID, the other one's definitely getting it.
In trouble.
Yeah, we're in trouble. But there's just a lot going on over here. So we'll start with, I guess, how we got here in the first place. So I was not doing well. I mean, I had a recommendation from one of my doctors that I actually check into a mental health facility for a small amount of time. She's like, your mental health is so – and it was. I mean, it's been awful the last couple of weeks. Once I went to the chiropractor – and I don't even know how to catch you up. If you're brand new to this podcast, just come back. I can't even like get back into this whole story. But basically, I was – yeah, they were like – she was like, I think you really need to check into a mental health facility, and I think you need to like work with them to, you know, get your mental health stable. She's like, because you're not doing well. Like, you're really – she's like, I'm scared you're going to kill yourself. And I was scared I was going to kill myself, honestly. Like, I was really kind of scared of myself because once I went back and all these symptoms started coming up again, like, I was like, I can't do this. Like, I've had 80 doctor's visits. And I've run all over town and I can't go back to square one. I felt like I was back at square one. And even after that, like that first week after the chiropractic appointment, I was like, I'm still feeling like I'm at square one. And I can't mentally handle that, a square one. Like it's just not possible for me to, like, I'm thinking, am I going to have to go through, you know, months and months and months of like dizzy rehabilitation again? And, you know, and the answer is I might, but, I did not see the end of it. And I didn't knew that I could not, I was so dizzy the last couple of weeks. I'm like, I just can't do this. I'm like, for what? You know, like I've been, today, by the way, is a 6 month anniversary of my assault. And so it's just, as these things go on, they start to really, really weigh on you. And I was just at a bad point. So my mom's like, all right, Friday, you text me, you're like, I'm coming tomorrow. And I was like, oh, because she was like, I'm going to come see you sometime soon. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever, you know, let me know. And then I was taking a nap and then you text me and you're like, okay, I'll be there tomorrow. I was like, oh, wow, that's really, that's quick. That's a quick turnaround there. You weren't kidding. You really.
Shout out to Brian and Maggie, who that's his sister who has triplets.
Yeah, we're not doing details today. If you don't know what's happening,
anyway.
Yeah, if you don't know who they are, sorry.
Yeah,
it's going to probably be our messiest podcast of any podcast we've done so far.
It was my week to help Maggie out with the triplets, and so Brian stepped up to the plate for a couple of days, and then she got some friends to help her, and she managed to get some support to get her through the week. So that I could come here.
Yeah.
So I took the next flight out as soon as I could on Saturday and got here late afternoon. And I'm glad to be here.
How many loads of laundry have you done since you've been here?
Maybe 20.
Because I, you know, between Radiothon and then I was sick, and then just the up and down, back and forth. It's honestly what makes me the most dizzy right now. It's like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. As long as I'm walking straight, it's not as bad. But when I start like going from one side to the next, so like the chores had not done well. So my mom walks in and she's like, well, I can do some laundry. I said, okay, if you say so.
But with all due respect, your washer and dryer is so small. It's like a half load. So I've done like 10 regular size loads.
Yeah, I think it's like a toy. I don't think it's an actual washer. You know, like the ones you had as a kid.
It's so tiny. You can put like six things in it and you're done.
Like Kiki was great for Kiki's clothing, but for adults, I don't know why they make them so small, but it's a very small wash. But anyway, there was a lot to be done. Also, how many containers of plant-based milks do we have in my refrigerator right now?
Oh, I think there's probably five or at least five, maybe six.
I come home today and I'm like, what in the world? How did we order? Because my mom placed a grocery order for herself, and then I placed a grocery order, and then somehow I come home and we literally have six cartons. How did that even happen? How do I have so much? Like every time you come, things just get weird. I don't understand why I have six cartons of milk right now.
I'm not real sure. You ordered a couple. I ordered one. You already had one, but I didn't want to use your one up. And then you had some almond milk that I didn't see.
Yeah.
So now we have four oat milks and two almond milks.
Yeah, we're set over here. Nobody worry about our fake milks. We're covered on that. Everything else we've been kind of trying to figure out, but on the milks we are set. So that's kind of catching up the last couple of days. Still feeling dizzy. Still feeling kind of the same. I mean, it's better, worse, better, worse. But I think we finally have a diagnosis. Which is what I think we should all be excited about. Mm-hmm. And even if you just listen to this podcast, you've kept up with the journey. I hope it's a sliver in your heart that feels some kind of excitement for us, because this has been – I don't think I've worked this hard. So today's doctor's visit would have been doctor's visit number 80 over the last 6 months. Mm. What's the math on that? How many is that per month?
Six into 80 is like 10, 12, 14.
Yeah. 14, 15. So basically every other day.
Yeah, exactly.
Like every other day, basically. Mm-hmm. It's been a doctor's appointment, which is crazy. It's like, I mean, if you wonder why I'm so mentally worn down, just try to imagine going to the doctor every other day and being told, I'm not sure what's going on. I'm not sure. This is weird. Or let's just keep trying or whatever. So today I finally got to meet with the neurologist that I told you I was excited about over at Johns Hopkins. He's like the best of the best, and he's literally just focuses on dizziness, and this is kind of the one that I've been waiting to see. And if you've ever been in that situation before where you're like, I knew a lot emotionally was going to ride on today. I was like, I'm either going to walk out of today feeling really good or feeling really bad. And I don't know, because if this guy's like, I've never heard of this before, I knew I was going to be in trouble.
Hence another reason I came.
Yeah, well,
not probably to mention the court case.
Yeah, which is this week as well. Yes. And I still, by the way, I still don't know if I'm supposed to go or not. I still don't know. I don't know. The state's attorney's office is literally the worst thing ever when it comes to this. So we had to go this morning to Hopkins to go get some testing done, which is nothing too remarkably exciting. I just had to watch my eyes with a camera to make sure that everything was kind of functioning the way it should, which is probably the third time, by the way, I've done this test, but whatever, not here nor there. It's just money, right? Mm-hmm. at least we get to round up to an even number by the end of the day, which is 80 doctor's visits. But that was number 79. Mm-hmm. So finally got to meet with a very famous Dr. Gold over at Johns Hopkins. And I can tell you that finally, after 80 doctor's visits, we're finally going to narrow this down to, he thinks, and it sounds very textbook, to being what they call a vestibular migraine. I don't know, we feel like we should like have applause in there or something. Yay! Yeah, he was like, honestly, like he's like, I'm sure you're an interesting person, but this story is actually very not very interesting, because this is what we kind of deal with all the time. How do I sum up a vestibular migraine? Basically, and this kind of plays, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, it all kind of plays together, because a couple of years ago I hit my head and I was experiencing dizziness, and that kind of, he thinks, probably was step one. Because when your inner ear gets thrown off, your brain starts to rely more on your eyes for balance because it gets nervous that your brain's not sending it correct messaging anymore. So that was step one. Step two is after I got assaulted, my brain has pretty much been in like
misfire.
Yeah, it's just very confused mm-hmm. on what's happening, and it thinks that I still, even going back to the chiropractic appointment, right, of like it thinks I'm under attack at all times, and so it's just highly sensitive. And he said this, you know, for people with high sensitive brains like myself, which we know that because everything literally affects me. I can't even drink a cup of coffee without having a mental meltdown. He's like, this is pretty common all this stuff you're saying is pretty common. Basically, my brain is just not quite understanding that it's safe from after the attack. And so it's just taking a long time for it to kind of recalibrate itself to get rid of this dizziness, where physically everything's fine with my brain. Like there's nothing that's actually, it's just neuroplasticity is probably a good word to use here, as your brain kind of has to learn new paths with a lot of things. You've probably heard neuroplasticity before, where it comes, you know, okay, well, your brain's got to relearn this, and it does, right? So it's basically has to relearn that everything is safe and like not going to kill me. But because my sensory system relied so much on my vision that I basically now when I'm watching, because I said that the biggest thing, my biggest triggers are like screen time and video games and traveling in cars. Because my brain is so much more reliant on my vision, that it basically is like, wait, I can't even like process all this right now. There's so much going on and like I can't even like take this all in. And we're supposed to be taking vision in, but I'm just like too much for me right now. And it basically like shuts down. And then I started to get like, I don't get what would be a typical migraine symptom. What I'm getting is dizziness. And what I'm getting is this eye pain that I told you I've had for a long time. So what's the answer? Well, step three of this podcast, which is medication, right? And, you know, if you've listened to this podcast long enough, then you know I've been really hesitant. And I'm not a medication hater. There's some people that it works really well in their mental health. And for me, it didn't. And y'all know I'm so sensitive to everything that I've just been really hesitant to get on to any kind of medication. Well, he was able to find a medication. What's it called? I forget. Amitripta something. I don't remember.
Amitripoline or something like that. Yeah.
Which is kind of an antidepressant, I guess. I mean, they use it for depression, but it doesn't have a wean on or wean off factor. So there's not this like dependency on it, which was what I was kind of worried about. So he's like, well, I think, you know, he's like, I don't, all brains process things differently. He's like, but I feel pretty confident that between medication and you go into therapy, because you have to kind of like work through some of this stuff that you're still dealing with. Some of it is the I'm never going to get better part of it. And then the other part is you have to work on just all the trauma from just feeling safe in general, because your body has to kind of just learn to be safe again and go through all that. And then doing some more vestibular rehab, which that's honestly the worst part for me, because it's like it's just a lot of doctor's visits, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like we at least have now three different doctors that are all saying the same thing and all speaking the same language. And so it makes me feel hopeful, you know, mm-hmm. finally for the first time.
Hallelujah.
Because before it was like I was chasing down all these different doctors and I was, you know, go talk to this person. I'm like, oh, I don't know, go talk to this person. And it was just ever, you know, over and over and over and over and over again. And it's terrible that it's taken, you know, this many visits to actually get to where we need to go. But I feel optimistic. It's also why this podcast may feel a little rushed today, because I got to take that medicine for the first time and I'm very apprehensive about it. And it's supposed to make you drowsy. So I I'm kind of worried that like I'm going to be too tired for the morning show. So I kind of want to get in my system earlier than later. And we're already kind of recording late here. And so, mom, thoughts on all that? That's a lot.
Well, number one, I'm really glad to be here with you.
Yeah.
And number two, I too feel so hopeful. I knew that today was going to be a big day because you've waited a long time to see this doctor, yeah. which would have been even longer had you not had connections.
Well, I made the appointment very beginning of January, and they had to basically squeeze me into the schedule, which was March the 11th was the first availability they could even squeeze me into. It's supposed to be about 6 months. Mm-hmm. So I was thankful to have a good connection over at Hopkins. I hate it for people that don't, but maybe there's somebody that hears this one day. You can pass it along of like, hey, you've had some longstanding dizziness. Have you thought about vestibular migraines, which is
right.
You know,
exactly.
Not the most fun party topic, but
I mean, but that's the only good thing that comes out of any trauma is that once you've moved beyond it, you can use your knowledge to encourage and help someone else going through the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's the good news. But I am very glad I'm here this week. I'm happy to be doing laundry. It's really actually quite restful here.
Yeah. I'm going to say this. Out of all the antsy situations you could be in right now.
Yeah.
I still think this is the best choice.
It's not in the forest.
No.
It's not with three babies.
No.
Which I adore and love, of course. But I mean, you know.
You're not with crazy Jimmy Mac.
Exactly.
I still think I'm the best Yancey option at most times.
Yeah, because I just come here and we just chill and you're working during the week. And
yeah.
All I do is just relax and do laundry.
Yeah,
so
which is nice for me.
Not very demanding and we eat simple meals and it's good.
Yeah.
So I've enjoyed the rest, but I mainly am happy to just be here with you and thrilled that this doctor visit went so well. And I too am very hopeful.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty optimistic for the first time. It just feels like we, you know, somebody finally told me, oh wait, no, this sounds pretty familiar actually. This sounds pretty textbook. So to hear that's pretty good. So that's really going to be it for today. I got a story about aliens. We could do a quote. Let's do a quote. Why not?
Oh, okay.
I was all excited to talk about aliens today, but honestly, I'm just not in the mood anymore. It's kind of hard to go from, well, guess what? I was diagnosed with possibly having vestibular migraines and the aliens are coming. But I know you guys understand this has been quite the journey and obviously
yes,
having
it's been a lot.
Still not feeling great today either, but I, you know, baby steps, and just everyone pray that you talk to me again soon because you know this medicine's got me kind of nervous over here.
Yeah.
All right, give us a quote, Mom.
Okay, this is from an Alex Ortner podcast that I listen to. He is one of the Ortners that are into the EFT tapping, which I do on occasion. And
well, now you got to explain. That's gonna be more complicated than vestibular migraines.
Just look
why can't
it up.
You? Why can't you have something easy today?
EFT tapping.
We
Nick
already
Ortner.
Said it's confusing
just look
enough.
It up. It's very helpful. But anyway, one of the things he said that we actually tapped to was our anxiety over someone else's suffering doesn't lessen their suffering. And so that was helpful to me because I've been so anxious about the suffering you're going through.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, my being stressed out and, you know, anxious doesn't help you in any way.
Yeah.
And it also, he was talking about when you see horrendous things on the news, which I have a hard time with, you know, the war in Ukraine and children, you know, migrant children and all of that. I mean, it's just almost unbearable for me to watch sometime.
Sure.
So I have to remember to be calm about that and do what I can, but to know that my suffering because of that does not help anything.
It's true. It's
so,
very true.
Yeah. Good lesson.
You can stop worrying about me.
Yeah, well. I'm just glad to see you. It
you
makes
can stop
a difference.
Worrying, but all the Yanceys, they're all there's a lot going on with the Yancey
surviving
family.
And thriving.
Yeah,
yes, we all are doing well today.
Yeah,
we'll be grateful.
Well, thank you for your patience with our show. Thank you for coming into my living room. You probably hear my washing machine in the background.
that never stops.
Yeah, I hope you didn't expect this one to be a very high quality podcast today, but just know that we're making baby steps over here to get back to normal. And I just appreciate
it. Grateful for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for sticking around through this whole journey, man. This has been, God, man, if you guys have been here since the beginning, because my mom just mentioned the other day, she's like, our 4-year anniversary is coming up. And I'm like, oh shit. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. 4 years is on March 25th. This will be 4 years of this podcast. So collectively, we've gone through a job loss, a move across the country, COVID-19. And an assault and a really weird medical diagnosis. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Not many podcasts can bring you that much drama, you know, all in one all in one podcast. So you're welcome. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. We could bring you all this triplets. We had triplets in all that time.
In December,
cancer treatments with my dad. Which we can tell you this story really quick. You want to talk about the medical system being crazy as hell? So. My dad, I'm sure about you, you know, again, we're not explaining anything today. This is only for the people that have been around. But my dad's been doing cancer diagnoses and or treatments, and he's had prostate cancer for 25 years now. And he just got his first new treatment that we were talking about. I think we've talked about it in this podcast. I'm pretty sure we covered it. But basically, he's laundry's done, if you can hear in the background.
I got to go.
Yeah. But they just sent him a bill. Was that just for one treatment?
One treatment.
And what? How much was it?
$220,000. 220,000
For one treatment. How many does he have to have?
Six.
Yeah, that's crazy. So that's over $1 million in treatments, which but what's so funny is my dad's, you know, military. And so because of the VA, he literally paid zero. So it's like you owe, and I've gotten a lot of crazy ass bills over the last 6 months, right? Where it's like, you know, let's just say, take an MRI, for example, right? MRI is $2,500. And then it's like after insurance, you pay, you know, 600, which is still like, that's a lot of money. But, with his, it said you owe $200,000+, and it's like insurance cover $200,000.
Yeah, you owe zero.
It's a screwy system.
God. You know, it's so ironic that the VA is paying for that because, of course, he is here because of the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like, hey,
Agent Orange.
Sorry for giving you prostate cancer, but
they have to pay up now.
Yeah,
which is sad, but.
Well, thank you for your tax dollars, everyone. Get your taxes done by the 15th so my dad can keep getting cancer treatments. And for everyone else, thank you so much for the patience. And we'll see you back here on Thursday for more Mama's Boy. And
a lot more to share then.
Hopefully this meds haven't killed me and we'll be fine. All right, have a good night and we'll see you guys tomorrow.